and the more you know. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody, to another installment of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host and announcer. I want to apologize for being out ill last week, but we're here tonight to talk about health. And we've got a very special guest in studio, Kathy Kinane, and I'm going to toss over to Richard Musio right now to begin tonight's program. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Joe, welcome back. Hey, I heard that the show was rated twice as high as normal when you were out last week. What's that all about?
Well, I know what ratings you are reading. You're going to have to get the American version.
Okay, I'm just teasing you. So let's see. Let me give you the lineup of, shall we say, disabilities. Joe was out ill last week. And then our guest, Kathy Kinane, who's going to be coming on here shortly, was in an auto accident on the way down here when somebody hydroplaned on the freeway. But fairly minor damage, and she's doing okay. And she's here with us. And we just had her take a deep breath. And I just bought her some water. And I think she's ready to rock and roll.
Well, we have a little rain going on out there. I'm glad the Susan B. Komen walkers got their 3 days of walking in without hitting too much rain. But
I think they might have, although I guess if it was raining all day today, they hit some. Yeah. I know they... 3 days. I know last year it rained all 3 days, so this year I think it had to have been better than last year.
Yeah.
And then I drove 450 miles to be here. I ran the Big Sur Half Marathon this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Up in Monterey, California.
What time did that start?
Started at 7, and I ran it in 1 hour and 42 minutes, and then I got out of Monterey at about 10 o'clock and got back home at about 5.
Oh my gosh.
I drove 7 hours in the rain. It rained the whole way from Monterey down here to San Diego. There wasn't a break anywhere.
I think I'm going to be ill again.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And we're going to be talking about running and health and actually business and money, because if you're unhealthy, it's hard to make money and you probably end up costing yourself a lot of money. And we're also going to be plugging our big charity event that's coming up on Thanksgiving morning, the Oceanside Turkey Trot.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving morning in downtown Oceanside, starting at 7 a.m. at the Civic Center.
How many years have you been doing that, Richard?
This will see 2006 was our first year, so this will be our sixth event. We're expecting about 8,000 runners, right, Kathy?
Oh, my gosh.
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh.
About 8,000 runners. That means we'll probably have about 12,000 people at the finish line. We have a five-mile run at 7 a.m., and then at 8:30, if you sort of want to sleep in, we do a 5K.
That's got to be one of the bigger runs in town, aside from the huge rock and roll, right? I mean, how many runs could 8,000 runners out there?
It's, I think, in the top 10 here in the county.
Wow.
Without question. And then after the 5K at 8:30, we have a bunch of kids 1 mile races for those who are between the ages of 3 and 12. So it's going to be an exciting time in downtown Oceanside Thanksgiving morning. We are the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation, and that's what the show is going to be about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about people in the community, business leaders who give back to their community. And it's going to be about why it's important to be healthy.
When did you first take up running yourself, Richard?
I took up running not until 2004 at the age of 46.
Wow.
I took it up very late in life. I did not run at all up until the age of 46. Not to say that I was unathletic. I was a baseball player, a pitcher, and a tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
And I still play tennis, and I still play hardball.
Mm-hmm.
But as a pitcher, I did not run. My outfielders were for running. And I told my outfielders, you're for running, I'm not. And when you get the ball, just do whatever the shortstop tells you, because outfielders aren't really bright. That's why they're out there. And in tennis, if you're running, it means you're losing. So if you're playing tennis and you happen to be running, you're also losing. You need to change your strategy and your tactics and make your opponent run.
Mm-hmm.
So I never ran until I was basically 46, 47 years old.
What prompted you to get into running?
Well, what happened is I went blind in 2001, and so I was disabled for about a year and a half, had a series of eye surgeries, and didn't get my eyesight back until January of 2003. And so I was in my mid-40s, and I gained a lot of weight at that time, not because I was eating poorly. I just couldn't exercise for over a year.
Wow.
And I also had to go on medication for high blood pressure and high cholesterol, which was really distressing to me. I, for example, have never even tasted coffee in my lifetime. I don't like taking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so my family physician told me, in addition to losing the weight, if I wanted to get off the medication, I actually had to get my body in real good shape. And he suggested that I start not running, but jogging, which didn't really sit well with me because I live by Coast Highway. And I see, well, I mean, living by Coast Highway, I saw runners all the time, and none of them looked like they were having any fun whatsoever. They were all grimacing and sweating. And
mm-hmm.
But he finally told me, he said, look, it's serious if you want to get off these medications, and it'll help you lose weight too. He said, just start jogging for 5 minutes and then walking for five and
mm-hmm.
jogging for five and walking for five and then turning around. And coming back. And so I started doing that, and it actually started working. I started losing weight.
Wow.
But never had any intention of being a long-distance endurance runner, which is what I ended up becoming. Wow. And that's sort of the reason why the foundation exists, why Move Your Feet Before You Eat exists.
And did you get most of your eyesight back, or?
I got back 95% in the left eye and about 80% in the right eye. I lost my peripheral vision in my right eye.
Wow.
That's really the only permanent loss
is in
the right eye. So I don't ride a bicycle, but I do run. I do play actual hardball, fast pitch hardball still in an over 38 league. I got enough sight back to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I still play tennis, and I'm still really good in tennis. I've won 14 high-level tennis tournaments in my amateur tennis career. And the nice thing about losing your eyesight and coming back as a tennis player is if you miss a line call and your opponent complains, you can say, look, you're the one who was stupid enough to play with a blind person, not me. So you have a built-in excuse for missing line calls in tennis, although I think I give a lot of points away because I play everything that's within 2 or 3 inches of the line, you know, out, in. Because
of course, you've got a history with Bobby Riggs as a teenager, but we'll get into that in another show.
Yeah, that'll be another show. My history with Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King and so on.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why I got into running, because I wanted to get my body into shape. I lost over 50 pounds. As I said, I ran a half marathon in Big Sur today in 1 hour and 42 minutes. That's under an 8-minute pace.
Wow.
Out of 8,000 runners, I think I came in 700 and something. I haven't looked at the exact results yet, but I came in pretty well. And then last week, I won a gold medal in my division at the Silver Strand half marathon. I did two half marathons 7 days apart, which is not really advisable. Yeah. But I thought, what the heck? You're only young once.
Well,
and I picked up that was my first gold medal last weekend in the half marathon distance out of about 50 tries. I've won about 20 gold medals.
Yeah, you told me you put a few pounds on to get to win that.
Yeah, this is the funny story. I actually gained weight to run a half marathon last week because I had this unique division. It was called the Clydesdales, but you had to weigh 195 pounds. So they had over 40 and under 40, but you had to weigh 195. Well, I normally weigh 186 or 187. So about 3 weeks ago, I weighed in at 188, and I said, I want to run this division because I think at 195, I can get my first gold medal. It's a pretty big race. There's about 4,000 runners. I don't mean in the division, but I think there were 19 people in my division. And so for 3 weeks in a row, I ate nothing but pizza for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I never do, but it was great. And so I weighed in before the race at 195 and 3 ounces in the over 40, 195 division. That's over 40. And I was 53 years old. I think out of the 19 guys, I was the second oldest one. And I came in first place. And in fact, I almost beat the guy who won the under 40s at the 195 pounds and up division. He only beat me by like a minute and a half.
And of course, you know, you're a competitive runner, but even for the avid jogger, I mean, that's still a very good thing to do, right? And you don't have to, I mean, you're kind of setting a higher standard than most, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we call ourselves Move Your Feet Before You Eat because the whole message behind the foundation was to encourage daily physical activity, particularly up in the Oceanside community where we run our biggest race.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But for anybody, I think regular exercise, as well as good diet, is very important. And so we call ourselves Move Your Feet Before You Eat because I think it stresses the message that exercise is very important. And on Thanksgiving, people tend to eat way too much. So if you move your feet before you eat, you can even eat more, right? So
that's true.
But the interesting thing to me, and we'll talk about this more during the show, is if you look at the healthcare costs that employers and companies have to bear because so many employees are, shall we say, out of shape, to be kind about it.
Yeah.
Absenteeism, illness.
What is about 2/3 of Americans are obese or overweight? Isn't
it? Not obese, but overweight. I think about 20-something percent are obese.
One of those two.
Well, anyway, it's a big number. Mm-hmm. But the point is absenteeism, not being, shall we say, engaged at work. It's called presenteeism or some such thing. You're there, but you're not really doing anything because you're not focused.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of, for example, minimizing healthcare costs, reducing healthcare insurance costs, and so mm-hmm. on, I think being in shape. And there's many companies out there now, a couple of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a little break here. Right after this break, we'll come back and talk with our guest, Kathy Kinane, and back with Richard Musio. We'll be back in a second. Thanks.
Parts of the aircraft were scattered over a wide area on a remote ranch 22 miles east of the famous Hearst Castle.
760 KFMB was there.
Drew Tomlinson stood up, touchdown on the second effort, San Diego Chargers.
70 years on the air.
It only feels like about 40.
Right. 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-1992 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-1992. 1-800-500-1992. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your vehicle, trust the experts at Rapid Transmissions to keep you safely on the road this holiday season. Rapid Transmissions is offering a limited-time-only holiday special good through the end of 2011. That's right, this holiday special will not last. Stop by any of Rapid's three convenient locations in San Diego at 3905 Convoy Street, Escondido at 859 Broadway at the 78, or 8861 La Mesa Boulevard to receive a complete transmission service, an engine oil change, and a 21-point maintenance inspection on most vehicles for only $99.95. You are already saving $70 off the transmission service alone, and the 21-point maintenance inspection on most vehicles includes underhood, undercar, and brakes. Spend this holiday season with the ones you love, rather than stranded on the side of the road with a large automotive repair bill. Take advantage of the $99.95 holiday special before it's too late. Call now, 800-562-7675. That's 800-562-7675. Or visit rapidtransmissions.com. Happy holidays from Rapid Transmissions.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes? To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-600-7115. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. For your free demo, call now, 1-800-600-7115. That's 1-800-600-7115.
Information, education, inspiration, conversation. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right. I thought we'd mix it up a little tonight, Richard, and throw a little Bob Newhart in there because you're kind of a psychologist yourself anyway. So that was for you. Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. And we'd like to thank one of our premier sponsors, Lestat's Coffee House, one of the original and best coffee houses in San Diego. They're in Normal Heights. They're in University Heights. They have live music and entertainment seven nights a week at the Normal Heights location where Richard likes to hang out. And if you'd like to get any calls in tonight, if we have time, it's toll-free 800-760-KFMB, 800-760-KFMB. And back to Richard and tonight's special guest.
So I'm going to officially introduce Kathy Kinane. Kathy is the race director for the upcoming Oceanside Turkey Trot. She's also executive director and owner of Kinane Events, her own event company. And she is the co-founder of the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation with me and one of the board members on the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation. Welcome, Kathy.
Hello, Richard. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I heard you had some fun experiences getting here.
It was very wet out there tonight. Yes, the water was significantly deep, and there were a lot of cars hydroplaning, but I'm very happy to be here and excited to be talking about investing in your health, which is really important to all of us.
It's important to me particularly because I was not healthy and now I am, and running played a big part. So tell us a little bit about your history. I know you were the women's track coach at UC Santa Barbara, a Division I track program, and you've done a lot of interesting things surrounding athletics and running during your career.
Well, I think similar to you and Joe, you know, I started out to try to deal with some issues, obviously. You know, as a teenager, I wanted to make the volleyball team, and the requirement was you had to run a mile. So I got out there and I started running from tree to tree in my neighborhood, and eventually got to be running up to running 2 miles and ended up being able to play on the volleyball team. But also as a young teenage girl, I had a lot of trouble with depression, and I found that running was a fabulous tool for dealing with that. And then, of course, later in life when I was in college, I was taking a psychology class, and I thought, well, I'll do a little research on that. And just like you, you know, I found about read the book, The Joy of Running, and I did a lot of research on it, and it's been found to be just a fabulous tool for dealing with mood issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have to take any prescription drugs. You just go for a 30 to 40 minute run, and it helps to relieve mild to moderate levels of depression. And the United States right now, antidepressants are the number one prescription drugs. And the reality is, you know, I think God designed us to be hunter-gatherers. And for humans, if we don't hunt and gather every day, we have some problems. And of course, the drug companies and the alcohol companies, they get it. They know that we're easily addicted to things like that, and that if we don't hunt and gather and get out there and get some fresh air and exercise, we have issues. And so a lot of these fermented carbohydrates, you know, obviously create bigger problems for all of us, alcoholism. So running is just fabulous. And it doesn't have to be fast running. It can be walking and jogging, you know, run a minute, walk a minute, run a minute, dancing, anything that involves movement. The human
body thrives.
I love
that part where they say you can jog. If you can carry on a conversation and jog, that's great, because I love to talk. And if you can do two things at once like that, that's the right pace, though, if you're just starting.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. You know, good. You don't have to be a competitive athlete. You don't have to be always on the edge of being injured. I have a running group on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturday mornings where our youngest is 24 and our oldest is 66. You know, and so we have a program that meets the needs of all of them. Mm-hmm. And basically, it just comes down to being healthy. Mm-hmm. It's more about what your body can do instead of anything else. Why don't we have these useful bodies and keep them useful? And that comes from being physically active and engaged and making the social commitment to do it with a friend or family member. Like you say, you like to talk all the time. Well, one of the best parts about running is that you can do it with your son, your wife, your friend. And yes, you can run next to each other and chat. It's a little hard to chat playing tennis or chat playing baseball or chat playing basketball. I'm not sure exactly why, but it's one of those really functional sports. I know for me, a very wonderful moment that I saw with Richard one day as I went down the Encinitas 5K, and there's Richard crossing the finish line with his teenage son. And I'm thinking, you know, every family should want to share moments like that, where a father is or mother is able to spend quality time with their teenagers. Because how many activities can you actually do with your teenager that involve some sort of communication or just physical time together? You don't have to talk, but you're there together. And then, of course, when you accomplish something like completing a 5K, you get to share that memory forever. And there's not a lot of that opportunity nowadays.
Yeah, that was a special because, you know, my son, Evan, is a rock and roll star, so he doesn't like to spend too much time with old dad. So the fact that we got to do something like that fun together, and in fact, he said he's going to be out at the Oceanside Turkey Trot. We'll see. He like, you know, rock and roll stars like to sleep in the morning.
We have a family, the Wilsons. Peggy Wilson's been running the race, and her son's been running the race. And again, one of my amazing memories was her son ran the race, won the race. And as soon as he crossed the line, he trotted back and ran the rest of the way in with his mom. Huh. And I thought, it doesn't really get any better than that, does it?
No, does it? Now, Joe, you used to run. You took up running to give up smoking when you were very, very young, right? Many, many years ago.
I moved out here from the Midwest when I was 18. And, well, actually, I was 22, but I had been smoking since I was 18. And about 2.5 years in, I really wanted to quit. And then I realized I couldn't. It was, you know, beating myself up every day, like most people, and moved out here, and I saw people jogging at 6:30 in the morning. I go, wow, I mean, I'm in Chicago. You never see anybody out running, you know, that maybe now, but back then it was, you know, very, very rare to see. So I read that same book by Dr., I think it was Thaddeus, but he went by Ted, Kostroballer, mm-hmm. The Joy of Running. And I remember the part about where he would take clinically depressed patients and just have them out and just make a move around a track. You'd even have it jog at your own pace, whatever it was. And he concluded that they all improved to some degree or another. And I'm not sure if there was anything about smoking addiction in that book, but I figured, you know, if I would go and run for 25, 30 minutes every day, it would motivate me to quit. And ultimately, one day I just, you know, one morning I woke up and I just did not want another cigarette again. And it was, you know, a tremendous day in my life. And then I jogged all the way up until about age 40 or 42. And I should get back into it again. But I'm not terribly out of shape right now. But I could stand to lose a few pounds.
No, you look pretty good, Joe. Hey, one neat thing that we're going to see, Kathy, Thanksgiving morning in Oceanside, we talk about a father running with his son or a son running with his mother. We're going to see three generations of families running together, grandparents, parents, and kids, right?
We are. We have Ann Garrett, our superstar, who she's a 77-year-old grandmother who lives in Oceanside. And she recently set the American record at the Carlsbad 5000 this spring, and she ran a 25:57, I think. And she's run faster on the Turkey Trot course. She'll be there with her daughter and her grandkids. And an amazing story that she told me was here. She took up running after doing race walking because her daughter invited her to join a race. And after doing it, she enjoyed it so much and got that uplifting feeling from all the chemical changes that happen in your brain. You know, running actually does affect the serotonin and dopamine levels in your brain, very similar to antidepressant drugs, but it's healthy. And so she'll be there with her whole family, and she's been terrific. She's been going out to the schools and running with the kids. She told me that she was there with her grandchild one day, and he's a 14-year-old teenager again, and he was sitting on the couch playing the Nintendo game, and he goes, you know, Grandma, I think I want to try out for the wrestling team. And she said, well, you know, if you like, why don't you come and join me for a run in the morning? And, well, not only did he join her for the run, but he brought all his friends. And the very cool thing was not only did he make the team, but he and his friends are like the top athletes at their school now. Huh. And when they ask him how they got started, well, they went running with their grandma.
Wow.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Wow, that is a great story.
And so, by the way, a 100-year-old recently completed the Toronto Marathon last month in October. Oldest person ever to complete a marathon. Yeah. Incredible.
Well, we have to take a little break right now, but on the other side of news, weather, sports, and announcements, we'll come back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Richard.
Podcast, video, streaming audio, and more. It's all at 760KFMB.com.
What do you do when you have a small problem in your relationship? The best bet is to handle that issue before it turns into a real problem. Same thing goes for handling termites. Termites are the stealth bugs of the insect world. Hi, I'm Sue Fries, owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Did you know Ecola is the leading ecological solution for termite problems? Right now, termites are looking for a home, your home. Chances are, they've already moved in and are swarming and nesting, becoming a real problem. We'll get rid of them quickly and conveniently with the Ecola Green Advantage. We use microwave, electric gun, and Ecola heat that eradicates termites without the overnight move-out hassle. Call us today for a free estimate at 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. Ecola. ECOLA, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about the Ecola Green Advantage warranty. Call 1-800-332-BUGS. Get $100 off any termite work for new customers only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the total transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-224-1851. 1-800-224-1851. That's 1-800-224-1851.
Right from the start of their home remodel, Heather and James Mattson of University City knew they could trust Maracal Design and Remodeling to make their renovation easy, comfortable, and stress-free.
From the beginning, we really trusted that they were going to deliver what they said they were going to do, and then we got a project manager who was fantastic. We both have hectic lives and young children, and I travel frequently for my job, and the idea of doing a huge renovation was really overwhelming, but they made it very easy.
What they really provided for us too was a large level of comfort. We felt like we were in good hands. We felt like things were under control, that they knew what they were doing. They're extremely professional about how they handled everything. So everything was moving very fluid. The way they dealt with issues were just seamless. They just handled it, moved on, and we got